Good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIBL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special episode for you, an interview with Abbotsford City Councilor Les Bartman.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by Les Bartman, Abbotsford City Councilor. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
And, sir, my first question for you is, what got you interested in municipal politics in the first place?
Well, just a little background on me. I grew up in Saskatchewan and Saskatoon. I worked as a part-time man in a summer job in with the city of Saskatoon, looking after recreation facilities, paddling pools, and that kind of thing. And then I went to university at Lakehead University for a year and go, oh, I don't know if this is for me. And then my parents moved out here in 73, and I followed them shortly after in 74. And I applied at the city of Abbotsford. I started as a parks and rec facility maintenance guy. My first couple of jobs, looking after the lawns and the flower, were the courthouse. And so now we've got a new courthouse, and the other one is being used by the city as some offices until the rental gets done on the first floor. And then I got introduced to see if I wanted to work operating equipment, since I had a farming background. Equipment and farming has always been always in the back. And then I ended up with working as a roads and sanitation supervisor, looking after snowplow roads, city garbage roads, and that kind of thing. And working on the inside, you know, it's one of those ideas, you know, if I could be a king for a day, how would I change or make the city a better place? And I thought, from being on the inside, with my opportunities there, and on the outside, involved in sports and coaching and refereeing, that maybe being a city councilor someday would be a good deal. And so I retired in September of 2008. I took a leave of absence, and I got in the first time I went for a city council position, and try to work hard on changing things that I thought being advantage, seeing how the inside worked and how it works out, and, you know, serving people in the community, since, you know, my parents were very community oriented, volunteering was always big, and you know, I think everybody gets in for the right reason, and sometimes you come against brick walls thinking, why can't I make a bigger change now that I'm in? And it's totally different when you're in on council than when you're on the outside looking in, where you have one vote, you have to come to agreement with other people that you sit around the table with, and it can be frustrating, and it can be very rewarding. So yeah, I think that's pretty much why I got into it. I want to make Abbotsford as good a place to live as anywhere in the world.
Okay, and what is your greatest achievement so far as city councilor?
Well, I think the big thing, and we've gone through with COVID, with we've got into this tech world, or electronic world, where we can just give a message, a text, or send an email, and we think that's how we communicate. I've worked very hard to build relationships, new relationships, and nurture the old ones, because we all have our different ways how we like to be, I don't think the word is treated, but how we like to get customer service. And my first way to treat people is to, if you like to be communicated by an email, I'll do that. But I think building relationships person to person has benefits that you just don't get over Zoom, over a telephone phone call, FaceTime. you find when you're in person, you get to see people's facial expressions up close. You see body language that you don't see in a text or in an email. And so I kind of pride myself in doing, you know, I guess I could equate it to the doctor that carries his little black case around and still does house calls. I think there's such a great value in communicating person to person. And so I think that's one thing that I've worked at and I'm very proud of.
We got an election coming up in October.
Yeah.
If you're reelected as city councillor, what would your top priority be?
Well, it's a little bit connected to the last one in that people don't like to deal with City Hall. And now that we've got into Zoom and FaceTime and all those other options, we have to work hard at building trust that when you come to City Hall, you get looked after versus, and you know, we've gone through people retiring, we've gone through people working from home, there's a big campaign from Alberta to poach BC residents to come to Alberta. It's cheaper. So we have to really work hard at keeping our valued employees at City Hall and then have City Hall a welcoming place for the people that are dealing with any kind of complaints, to dog complaints, to building permits, to just general questions. And I think working at reestablishing that City Hall is a friendly place and that we do a good job of communicating back when people have issues. And a lot of times it's not a right and wrong answer. It's to sit there and listen. How can you help me work through my situation? And I think we've got maybe distracted a little bit on the easy part of texts and emails and that kind of thing versus back to the old-fashioned customer service, greeting people by their name, and building that back up to where